From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. Italian officials say their government has told the European Commission in Brussels it's considering refusing entry to migrants bound for Europe who are rescued from drowning in the Mediterranean. Italy's proposed remedy is to stop non-Italian registered ships from entering its ports if their purpose is to disembark migrants. The dramatic move comes after nearly 11,000 asylum seekers and economic migrants, mainly from African countries, arrived on Italian shores in a four-day period. In a letter to the Commission, Italy's ambassador to the EU, Maurizio Massari, said the situation has become unsustainable. The U.S. is boosting security measures for all foreign airlines flying into American airports, but is not, for now, expanding a ban on carry-on laptop computers. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said, "Make no mistake, our enemies are constantly working to find new methods for disguising explosives, recruiting insiders, and hijacking aircraft." Kelly said the new measures, both seen and unseen by travelers, will be phased in over the next few months. Passengers can expect more overall screening, closer examination of personal electronic devices, more security around planes and terminals, and dogs trained to sniff out bombs and chemicals. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, told a congressional panel Wednesday that the United States is now taking a more assertive role at the world body to hold North Korea, Syria, and Venezuela accountable. Haley says she successfully pushed the UN Security Council to adopt additional sanctions against North Korea. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria appears to have heeded a U.S. warning to not to use chemical weapons. Mattis noted there had not been a new chemical attack in Syria since the White House issued a warning earlier this week. Mattis made the comments to the press traveling with him in Europe ahead of a ministerial NATO meeting in Brussels. He started his day in Germany, where he met with his German counterpart and had some pointed comments aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The two defense leaders held a ceremony commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. During his remarks, Mattis also called out Russian President Vladimir Putin for causing what he called international mischief.
I mentioned a moment ago that discouraged people in need of inspiration. And there are millions of people like that who live today in Russia. Their leader making mischief beyond Russian borders will not restore their fortunes or rekindle their hope. And while we will meet with any aggression with what Danish Defense Minister Claus Frederiksen said was determination, deterrence, and purpose, we will also watch for a Russia that honors its people enough to abide by international law and so win for them the peace that we all offer.
Mattis and von der Leyen will join their fellow NATO ministers for meetings Thursday in Brussels. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A World Food Program review of the global hunger situation last year finds conflict emergencies in the Middle East, Africa, and elsewhere are hampering the UN's efforts in achieving zero hunger by the year 2030. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations reports 795 million people in the world went hungry last year. World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lüscher tells VOA the Sustainable Development Goal to eliminate hunger by 2030 does not, for now, appear realistic.
As you know, the world is a mess. We have more emergencies than ever. We have more refugees than ever. And we are struggling on all fronts to help the people be able to feed themselves.
She says WFP urgently needs $1 billion to fight four looming famines in Yemen, Somalia, South Sudan, and in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Both chambers of Congress are writing legislation to bar Americans from traveling to North Korea after the death of a U.S. citizen held by Pyongyang and amid continued detention of three others. I am Ji Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.